And good morning. Welcome aboard. It is 9:34. I have Wade Daniel in with us, and we're going to have a little bit of fun today because we're going to give you some great news today, aren't we?
Oh, well, that is right, Tom. I'm thrilled to be with you, thrilled to be at First Baptist Church Bartlesville
yes.
and in this wonderful community of Bartlesville, Oklahoma.
What do we have coming up here? Something very special. Well, there's always something very special, but we have something extra special.
Well, that is true. Two events are coming up at First Baptist Church that we are hosting. One is the Collingsworth family will be in concert Friday evening, October 4th at 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And people want to come early because our people are coming from north, south, east, and west. We're anticipating an absolute full house because when we say the Collingsworth family, we're talking about excitement, spiritual anointing, a family emphasis, musical excellence. Is what you can expect when you attend a Collingsworth family concert. You know, Phil and Kim, the mom and dad from the group, have been involved with this for years. Phil is a phenomenal trumpet player, and Kim, his wife, is an extraordinary pianist, and they have been doing music for years and years. And as their family grew over the years, they have four children. Two of the daughters are quite proficient in violin, and then they have others that are part of the family that play and sing, but their harmony is phenomenal. And they have absolutely been on the scene across all of the United States and foreign countries. They've been a part of the Gaithers Homecoming Series. They've
wow.
made appearances on the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. They've been to Billy Graham Training Center. They've been at Shadow Mountain Community Church. All the festivals that they have over in Branson at the Praise Fest, at the Great Smokies Praise Fest. They've been at the National Quartet Convention, Pigeon Forge. Like I said, many times on the Gaithers Family Fest. I mean to tell you, they've got a new Christmas project going on now that is being arranged by Bradley Knight. And Bradley Knight, of course, now is working on staff and one of the writers for the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir in New York City.
Mm-hmm. Wow. This is big time.
Well, it is, and it's going to be a very exciting day. And we're so thrilled to be able to host this. In fact, this concert is offered free to the public, but we will take up a love offering
mm-hmm.
To cover the expenses of having the Collingsworth family at our church. So we do have this available to everyone. Seating begins at 6 p.m. It's the first come, first serve. And you want to get there early because the place will be packed out.
I can just see it right now. Oh, my. I thought 30 minutes would be enough.
Well, you're right, Tom, and I'll tell you. And there's more to come because that's going to be on the Friday night. But right after that comes the Sunday night. The Sunday night, October the 6th, and mm-hmm. this will be at 6 o'clock. Speaking of Bradley Knight, he has done some phenomenal hymn arrangements. We're talking the great hymns of the faith.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Bradley Knight's arrangement of these hymns is almost like John Williams meets the hymns. Now, you know who John Williams is.
Oh, yeah, he's a great orchestral director and arranger, and he did a lot of the movies that did
right.
popular movies.
So we're talking about, you know, E.T., Star Wars, Raiders of the Lost, all those that he has done.
Big dollar movies.
Yeah, and the thing is, this guy, Bradley Knight, is so cinematic in his writing that he is actually going to bring to life with such vitality and temperament and orchestration and vocal coloring and all that's involved in a great presentation. These hymns are going to be highlighted by text and by musical painting in such a way that these hymns are going to really resonate with our community of faith.
Man, these things are going to jump out at you, and they're going to live right there, right in you. I like that.
You're talking right about that, my friend. And let me tell you, this is a combined choir effort. Let me tell you who's going to be in this 100-plus voice choir.
Well, that's big.
It's hosted by the Bartlesville First Baptist Church, and, of mm-hmm. course, I direct that choir, but I have extended the invitation to other churches and a university choir to help us. Let me tell you who's going to be there. The First Baptist Church, of course, Bartlesville. Bartlesville Southern Baptist Church is going to be there. Eastern Heights Baptist Church has some there. Highland Park Baptist Church. And then we have Oklahoma Wesleyan Chorale will be there also. In fact, to open the program that evening, Relentless, the Oklahoma Wesleyan premier vocal a cappella ensemble will open with a number.
Good way to get things started.
And then after that, we're going to hear the sounds of a 30-piece full orchestra accompanying this mass choir in the presentation of hymns. We're talking about people involved on the orchestra like Rhonda Carr. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about her husband who plays the trombone, Greg Carr. These are people that everyone knows because they are the orchestra directors for the Bartlesville school system. And we're talking about Nan Bullinger, who's going to be playing on violin one. And she's, you know, she started the OK Mozart, one of the charter members years ago
we're going deep.
Oh, I'm telling you. And you ought to hear. Our cello section is premier. We've got Lauren Green, the conductor of the Bartlesville Symphony Orchestra. Uh-huh. We have Gulner playing the cello. You know, she studied in Russia at the conservatory. Phenomenal. We've got members of the Bartlesville Symphony playing in the orchestra. We have Travis Dunlap will be heading up our percussion section. Everybody knows Travis. What a phenomenal musician. We have violin one and two. We have viola, cello, string bass, flute. We're going to even have a tuba. Nathan Friedenberg's going to be playing tuba. We have Julie Mishner coming all the way from Tulsa to play the oboe. We have the fellows, Jim Fellows on bassoon and his wife on viola. Mark Valines on clarinet. Good night. We've got Stephanie Powell and Juanita Green on French horn. Our trumpets are Sean McKinney, Mike Dotson, and Tyler Hatch. We have Paul Wittenbach also helping on trombone. Don Cohn on the organ. Having William Shiflett from the high school student, phenomenal percussionist, playing as well. I mean to tell you, it's going to be something really fantastic. Doug Simpson, you know Doug. He's phenomenal on guitar. Our pianist, Francine Perry, and then we have our synthesizer, Kathy Hickson. I'm telling you, we have a student from Oakwood playing violin, David Romanco. We have Kathy Alexander, Sherry Watney, Marianne Hetrick, violin two. We have Faye Millen on viola. I'm telling you what, this is going to be something amazing. Pat Walker, Ainsworth on flute. My goodness, I'm ready right now to strike up the band.
Well, it sounds like you got the all-stars all ready to go. You might not get this assembly ever again, so folks, you might want to strike while the iron is hot.
Well, I tell you, again, you know, that Sunday night on the 6th of October at 6 p.m., I mean, you want to come early. Last time we did this about 4 years ago, the entire bottom floor of our worship center was filled, the balcony, and even overflow. And we know that... the hymns were their theological fortitude. They have stood the test of time. The stories behind the writing of the hymns is really something to hear. And we have included that as an introduction to each hymn. And our narrators will include a pastor emeritus from Oklahoma Wesleyan University, Dr. Everett Piper. We have Mike Scrivani from Highland Park Baptist Church. Mm-hmm. We have Eastern Heights pastor Michael Vallandigham. We have associate pastor from Bartlesville Southern, Matt Pendergriff, and we're going to have our associate pastor, Barry McManus, helping out in ways with our church here at First Baptist Church, Bartlesville. Our pastor is James Bisadecki. James Bisadecki is a wonderful pastor. He's been with us over 5 years now, and great things are happening out there at First Baptist Bartlesville, and we're here to reach out to the community and join hands with sister churches of like-minded faith in reaching others for Christ. That's our mission. And so the doors are open. Anybody's welcome to come anytime they'd like to come our way.
Wade, I tell you, this is absolutely tremendous. And this is going to be two nice celebrations all in one great big weekend.
Well, you have got that for sure, Tom. And, you know, I just want to mention some of the I would say the standard great hymns of the faith that people resonate with. You know, How Great Thou Art. Mm-hmm. I mean, how many times have you heard that? I mean, how about the Reformation hymn, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, Martin Luther? How about the story behind It Is Well With My Soul, Horatio Spafford? Wait till you hear this. And then St. Francis of Assisi, he wrote that great hymn, All Creatures of Our God and King. And, you know, he had a certain relationship, interesting. He can really relate to the animals, which was interesting about this. He really loved animals and all of God's creations, wrote that great hymn. And you might remember the prayer of serenity that he is noted for, mm-hmm. St. Francis of Assisi. But another great hymn that resonates with so many people is Great is Thy Faithfulness. And it speaks about the seasons of life that God is faithful through winter, spring, summer, and fall. It talks about winter, spring, summer, and harvest in the hymn text. But right now, as we've just entered into fall, we're reminded that there's a certain rhythm and order to this world and to life that God has put into it. In the beginning, it says basically the earth was without form, and God spoke, and things came into existence in a form. God brings form and order to our life. That's what he's here to do for us. Apart from God, our life has no order or purpose. And so it's with that we find we resonate these hymns and these truths, because mm-hmm. we're talking about the living God we're singing about, not something from the past, but something from the present and something that will be in the future and forever.
Very well put. Very well put.
The main thing that we see in the faith that's so interesting from other religions, the Christian faith, is the God of the Christian faith does something very unusual. He dies for his people. He dies to save the sins of the people. Mm-hmm. And there's not any other God that's created that has ever done anything like that, because there is no other God but God himself and his Son, Jesus Christ, who is God in the flesh. What other God will die, God, for his people to redeem them back and then rise again to be living forever? That's the one thing very unique about the Christian faith that is not present in any other faith. You see, because when you look at the other people and their supposed faith and belief system, you can go to a grave site and see where the person was buried.
Mm-hmm.
But you cannot go to the grave site and see there in a tomb Jesus Christ, because the tomb has been opened and he has risen. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that's very dear to this time, our time together, is this hymn medley that focuses on the old rugged cross. And then we're going to have something quite unique. The entire assembly will get to sing Amazing Grace. Every person in attendance gets to sing that autobiographical hymn by John Newton. One of the things that happened beautiful in my life, Tom, is in 2008, I went on a tour of the great hymns of the faith in Europe. And I was able to sing in Olney, England, at the church that John Newton pastored, Amazing Grace, with the Centurion Choir. Oh. And on other occasions, I've been to Europe, and I've sung at the church where Martin Luther penned his 95 thesis, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. And I stood at the graveside of Isaac Watts, the great hymn writer, and I've been where Charles Spurgeon and the Wesleys were doing their preaching and work in England as well. And we also have some great hymns that are birthed from on American soil, and such as the one I just mentioned, which is It Is Well With My Soul. And like I said, these hymns will resonate with the people here of faith in Bartlesville. We want to encourage everyone to invite friends and family. There's no charge for this whatsoever. It's just come and just be present. We want people to not leave and say, what a great performance. We want them to leave and say, what a great God. And so that is our hope and our aspiration behind this. And these churches have come together with that in mind. And so we're having voice and instruments and just a resounding praise.
This is going to be wonderful. It's going to be very, 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 very opening to your soul, to your heart, to your mind, to every fiber of your being.
Well, well said. I think every inch, every fiber, like you said, I mean, from the top of your head to the sole of your feet, you're going to be just praising the Lord, and it's going to be a time of great praise and worship, and we're thankful for the privilege of doing this and the God that we serve, and it's all because of his grace that's possible. And so, you know, in the time when you see a lot of things around us, the news and otherwise, that are disconcerting, things we have no control over, we're reminded that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And even if you read in the second Psalm number 2, the Lord is aware of all that's going on in this world. And there's different movements of the chess pieces, so to speak, when the hot spots throughout the world. But the thing we need to understand, God has the final move on that chessboard. And he is in control ultimately, and he's got it all figured out. And Revelation closes with the great victory. And so that's why we come together. We do not sing in a minor key with our lip on the ground, but we raise our head and our voices high to say, thank you, God, for what you're going to do. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen.
Very good. We've got the two events coming up, one on the 4th, one on the 6th, correct?
And that's right.
I got a pretty good memory these days.
You
I don't know what's going on there.
Oh,
must be,
Tom,
must be living
great.
Right. I don't know.
You're doing great, I tell you, Tom.
For a guy my age, that's one in a row.
You know, I sat here many a time over the years with Charlie Tarbaletti, and what a great guy. But I tell you what, it sounds like that you're just doing a super job. I should ask you to pass the baton to you, and we want to welcome you to Bartlesville, and you're just going to be such an asset here, and appreciate your spirit and your jovialness, and anyway, it's been an engaging time just being with you today.
Well, thank you, Wade. I really appreciate it. Wade Daniel, thank you very much. And again, we've got the event coming up on Friday the 4th. And once again, that's free, but it's a love offering to help offset the cost so that the family can maybe come back again.
Right. That's the Collinsworth family, as you mentioned, Tom. And then the Sunday night is a free concert. No love offering taken for that, for the Great Hymns of the Faith. That's at 6 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And remember, on both of these concerts, you want to arrive early.
Yes. You will, or you might be part of that standing room only.
That's
we want you to be comfortable now.
Yeah, you will definitely be outstanding, all right.
Wade Daniel, thank you very much. Bless you very much. And I really hope to see you again soon. It is 9:51. Thank you. And you're listening to K1, the one you trust.